So it's November 3rd. This is thought two on our thought residency. I've resolved thought one by deciding to abandon the 30-second rule and just finish the thought as quickly as possible. So I was watching Blue Planet 2 the other day, and like everyone was just completely astonished by it, completely blown away by it. And it made me think about an article that I'd read in New Scientist about 3 or 4 months ago about awe and the power of awe and its value to us as something that dissolves our sense of self and that enables us to see ourselves, not just see ourselves, but to feel ourselves as part of a much bigger thing, as a small part of something more significant, more profound, and to see ourselves beyond our own selfishness, effectively. And it made me think about the fact that in our language around theatre, particularly the professional language around theatre, so the way that we are invited to talk about our work in funding applications, the way that programmers talk about their programmers and the reason their programs and the reasons behind their programming, that there's a very little encouragement of a language around the sublime and the sublime experience. That it's almost seen as part of a an elitist or an inconsequential a part of the experience. So we don't get to talk about awe or about joy or about beauty. And we're much more encouraged to talk about an intellectual argument, the clarity of an intellectual argument, or the currency of a political question, or the kind of formal or technical innovation around something. And all those things are really super, super important, and they're what make things feel really relevant. But particularly with an art form like theatre, where it's already super immediate, and we, because of its form, because we're there to experience it, because it's live, I wonder how much we miss by not developing a language that allows kind of, and that gives validity to that more profound and deeper engagement with something that might be a little bit more complex or a little bit more uncomfortable and a little bit more hard to articulate in terms of our understanding of our place in the world.